In the first reading today, through the prophet Hosea, we hear that the people are called by God to return. Interestingly, though, it starts out by saying, bring with you words. Not just simply words, but the words have to reflect what is in the heart. Just as what we saw in the gospel, even though the woman in the gospel didn't speak a single word, everything from her heart was pouring out. It was her love for our Lord. It was her hope in our Lord for his mercy. Obviously, she believed in the Lord, or she wouldn't have been doing any of the things that she was doing. And it was that faith in our Lord and seeking his mercy that brought her. You have to smile when you hear the story that Jesus goes into this Pharisee's home to dine, and this woman comes in, clearly not invited. But the man says, well, if he was a prophet, he would know just who and what kind of woman this was. It's like, really? You let her into your house? But he's going to test Jesus with this, rather than recognizing that there would be a problem. Of course, the whole thing got tipped over on him. But what is important for all of us to recognize is that our hope is in the Lord. All too often we have put our hope in all kinds of other things. We heard in the first reading, Assyria will not save us, nor will we ride horses anymore. Remember, for the Jewish people, it was forbidden to ride horses because you had to make a pact with the pagans to get them. That's why you see King David always riding a donkey, because it was forbidden to ride horses. But of course, they wanted to be like everyone else. They made pacts with all the other countries. Assyria was going to save them because, hey, we have an agreement with Assyria. They'll save us from the Egyptians or whomever. That's why God's saying, no, the Lord will save you. But it's, again, not just magic. Remember when they tried that? It's like, oh, well, wait, well, let's go get the Ark of the Covenant and bring it into battle. Then we're going to win. Well, then they got beat and the Philistines took the Ark. Because they hadn't repented. They hadn't changed. That's exactly what God is asking the people to do. To repent. That's where our country is right now. We're counting on politicians, which is really idiotic. We're counting on the military, which isn't going to work. But we're not counting on the Lord. God will use human persons, and he will work through human persons, but this is about Jesus and Mary. Remember, we are in a spiritual battle. Yes, we're seeing it being played out on the natural level, and we're going to see lots of really, really bad things coming pretty soon. We're also going to see some really wonderful things. But what is essential isn't the things that are going on the outside. What is essential is what is going on the inside. Are we repenting? Again, look back at the first reading, and it says, we will say no longer our God to the works of our hands. Well, we're not exactly doing that. But I would submit to you that in America, we are doing exactly what St. Paul condemned. He said, beware of greed in all of its forms, which is idolatry. Greed is idolatry, and we live in the materialistic, gimme, 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 I want more society. It's idolatry. Maybe we're not burning incense to them. Maybe we're not saying, oh, my new car is my God or whatever. We're playing the same game that the Jewish people played. It didn't work for them, and it's not going to work for us. The only thing that is going to work is to repent and to put our trust where it belongs. God told us through the prophet Micah that what he expects is that we are going to love justice we are going to walk humbly with our God, that we're going to repent. If we would do that, and again, it's exactly what he said, if you would repent and turn to me, all the blessings will be yours. But no, we don't want to do that. We want to keep playing the devil's game because the devil gives us what we want. More money, more materialism, more stuff for the senses, more entertainment, more. That's not from God. We have made them into little gods. It's time we put them out and that we repent and that we turn back to the Lord.